Hello and welcome to episode 182 of the Awesome Comics Podcast, the place where small press comics make one hell of a big noise. I'm Vince Hunt, creator of The Red Mouse from Mars, and joining me is the creator of the awesome webcomic Vanguard, Dan Butcher.
Hello.
And the man for whom tonight will be called the Quizmaster, it's Tony Esmond.
Yes, and I was just quizzing you about whether you've been dogging today and you refused to reply to me, you just went quiet.
Well, sometimes when you're acting out, I think it's best just to ignore you, you know. I mean, I could say, if you're going to act like that, then you're not getting any ice cream.
Listen, I'll be a pensioner next week. You've got to be nice to me.
No, I don't have to be nice to you. You haven't been nice to me for 181 weeks. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
A little welfare check for you.
Yeah, yeah. But don't worry, folks. We're not having a massive falling out. This isn't the moment the band breaks up.
Because we love each other. Time.
Yeah. We've had a lovely Christmas and looking forward to 2019. But this is, of course, the last show of 2018. Something a bit special, which we'll get onto that in a bit. But do you know what else is special, guys? Do you know what it is?
Comic House.
It's a lovely sponsor, Comic House.
Yeah.
Yes, they are the indie comic marketplace with a difference. I would get Tony to read this bit, but he doesn't have a script in front of him, do you, Tony?
No.
And Dan's just too damn smooth, so I don't think people can actually cope.
We got two issues in the top 10.
Oh, nice one.
I checked today.
Yes,
really?
Both
issues are in the top 10.
Excellent. Was that issue 2 and 3?
One and two.
Oh, 3's not on there, obviously.
But where is it on? Well, you'll find out in a minute, because Comic House is the indie comic marketplace that has a huge selection of titles on their database, comichouse.com. Loads of people, if they self-publish, they can list their book on there for free, so it's another avenue for selling your books, which is amazing. And every penny counts, and they only charge a penny for every copy you sell, which is brilliant. But not only that, they have the app, which is just getting bigger and bigger. Yes, the Comic House app, which is brilliant and has a featured section, and as these guys were just saying, it's got two of our comics on there, which is quite cool. We're not going to blow our own trumpets, are we, Dan?
Oh, no.
I would if I could.
Well, yeah.
We'll leave that to later in the show when we do
when it gets really sexy.
You and I have a rib removed.
Yeah. But for now, we're going to talk about Comic House, and what have they got on there in the moment, guys?
There's a whole slew of titles, isn't there? As a special Christmas gift, we uploaded issue 2 of The Awesome Comic.
Yeah,
yeah, that's on there. That's good.
Yeah.
Looking so good.
That's storming up the charts. As,
sorry, you carry on.
we're like the Debbie Gibson of Comic House.
More like Debbie McGee.
I still would, you know.
She's looking all right.
Yeah. Just keep going, Dan. Don't...
Keep going. Yeah, so there's you've got tons of Dynamite titles. There's a ton of independent titles. There's so much on Comic House, and it's growing daily. So check it out.
I know one of my...
It never goes down if you look at it.
Right. Anyone who can actually tally up how many times he said that in the history of this show will get a prize. And that does mean you have to go through and listen to our entire back catalogue.
That was in homage of June Whitfield, who passed away today. Sadly, it was my carry-on joke.
Oh. Poor June.
Oh, poor June.
Of Terry and June fame.
Yeah. Carry on up the jungle.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a right carry-on. But yes, the Comic House app is amazing, and for only £3 a month, you get access to their enormous library of digital indie comics. And plus, there's a 14-day free trial. So if you don't believe us, try it for yourself. Go to comichouse.com and dive headfirst into the amazing world of small press we talk about every week. And thank you very much for sponsoring us. It's another year.
Yes, very kind of you. And more from them later.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And why? Because this episode is a little bit different. Yes, by the time this episode is live, it will be New Year's Eve. So we wanted to do something a little bit special for our last show of 2018. So we decided to do an end-of-year quiz. Cue the groans.
This is going to end badly.
Yeah. We're not going to... Look, there's not going to be a huge intro for this. We're just going to get stuck in because it's going to be the next... God knows how long this is going to be. And it's just going to be comedy gold or comedy...
I've got 187 questions.
Oh, my God. Anyway, much like you see on your telly boxes...
Haven't really.
What is about to happen is basically a poor excuse for comedy and comic book shenanigans in the form of several rounds of nonsense. Yes, and we have guests joining us as well. It's a jovial palate cleanser, if you will, to see off 2018 before we get...
Oh, God. Did you say jovial? Oh, he's back.
I've got my big plate. I've got my big plate.
Jovial palate cleanser. You've got to put that on your business cards, man. That's, that's my favourite quote of you ever.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Yes. So we're doing this to see off 2018 before we get on with kicking the ass at 2019. So, as you can tell, it's going to be a bit mad and a bit fun. And, yeah, without any further ado, let's get this carnival underway.
It's time for the big, fat, awesome quiz of the year. And here is your host, the man who puts the spit and spit roast. It's Tony Esmond.
Right, everyone ready? All ready for this?
Yeah.
Right. The quiz of the year. Everyone's been like, really looking forward to this. Is there a real buzz on social media?
I think we started and...
I made that up. It's not really a buzz. Is it? No one's interested. But the so I'd like you shouldn't have spoken there, Stuart. What did we talk about? That's obviously you've spoken to. We here we have two teams. So I'm going to be doing the questions, and we've got the two teams. I'm going to introduce. We have our guests. Let's introduce the guests first. So we've got the team that I'm going to call the Ghosts, and that is from the Nerds Who Haunted Themselves. Stuart and Andy, say hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
Very good. And the Awesomes. Who are you know already? They're annoying, and that's Dan and Vince.
Hello.
Hello.
It's still the same hello. I love it. Also, the fact that I like our team name, don't you, Dan? It's far better than what we were coming up with.
Yeah.
You can. Dan come up with some earlier, which we can't really repeat.
No. I'd probably get myself in a lot of trouble.
Not in this climate.
So we've got. What we've got is a number of rounds. They go from easy to quite hard. Do you like hard things, Dan?
Yeah. All that for that.
Good. And on an occasion, we might have people in introducing the rounds, guests who might suddenly appear and introduce what's going on. So I think, should we get, is everyone ready? Is everyone prepared?
Yeah.
Everyone
got I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Yeah.
Have you been doing some revising?
No. Why do we have to?
No, there's no. You can't revise for the Thunderdome, my friend. Oh. That's not how it works.
Got to do it on the night.
Yeah, you got to bring it.
Yeah. Hang on. Which one of us is master and which one of us is blaster, Dan?
Yeah, fairly obvious.
Don't put yourself down. Anyway, right, should we get on?
And the Ghosts, are you ready? Are you prepared?
Well, no, but...
Show some fucking enthusiasm.
I've done research. I've written down every possible answer you could get. You could ask.
Good. So
basically, written down Frank Miller 5 times.
don't say more. Don't say him 2 more times, because he'll arrive. Right, so we're going to start with the I've got a DC Comics round. I know that Stuart's a bit of a Superman fan, so this should probably be a good one for you, Stu. You feeling strong, my friend?
I was.
Right, so it's going to be introduced by someone who you might recognise. In other words, our publisher, Andy. Hang on just a second while I play this audio clip.
Hey guys, it's Aaron from Fair Sparks Books and Little Heroes Comics. As you know, we provide comic-making kits to children and hospitals across the UK and always looking for help. So if you want to find out more, go to www.littleheroescomics.co.uk. And so to the question. We all know that Superman lives in Metropolis and Batman lives in Gotham. But can you tell me what character or characters live in the following cities? Good luck, guys.
How's that? Does that make sense?
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question, isn't it?
I've never liked Aaron.
So what do you do? We shout out or...
No, we're going to take it in turns. Okay. So, I'm going to ask you each city. So who would like to go first? Let's keep it fair so there's no, you know, can't be accused of cheating. Who would like to go first?
Ladies first.
Okay, yeah, so Vince?
I knew that was happening. Go on. Go on.
So the question is for the Awesomes. What character or characters comes from the city of Bloodhaven?
Oh, that's Nightwing.
Nightwing. 1 point to the Autumns.
Yes! I was so scared then.
This ain't my strong suit this round.
He probably picked the one DC comic that I read in the 90s.
Okay, Ghost, are you ready?
Yeah, no, I changed my mind. Can we go first?
So you're next. What city... So who comes from Central City?
That's the Flash.
Very good. Points to Ghosts. Okay, back to the Awesomes. What character or characters comes from Dakota City?
Oh, fuck. Sorry, Vince, I don't know that one.
I can offer a clue.
Go for a clue.
They were a group of characters that came in the 90s, and you occasionally still see them now. There were a group, a number of series of comics that came out in the 90s.
I could have a punt, but I don't honestly think I...
It's worth a guess.
Do we get less points if...
No, just it gets offered to the other team if you don't know it, or you get it wrong.
Okay, I'll go... Well,
it's your question, Dan. You go for it. I trust you.
The Outsiders?
No. Ghosts, would you like to have a go?
I'm not sure. Do you know? What was the city again?
Dakota City.
It's DC, yeah?
Yep. All DC cities. All places.
Trying to think of groups from the 90s. Oh, Young Justice?
No, nearly. It is the Milestone Universe, so it's Icon, Static, Blood Syndicate. Yeah, by Dwayne McDuffie, Dennis Cowan, all those guys. Yeah. They still see some of them, don't you? Static isn't he? Yeah. Okay, so Ghosts, your city is, what character or characters come from Fawcett City?
Oh, is that Plastic Man?
No.
Bollocks.
Awesomes, would you like to have a guess?
Fawcett City.
You'll know this when I say it. You'll know it. Come on.
I've got an idea. Confirm with Vince here. What do you reckon for Shazam?
I believe you are right. Point
yeah.
Right, this is fun, night.
I'm glad I went with you, Dan, because I thought Fawcett, is it something to do with water? So, you know.
Aquaman. No.
Yeah, could have been.
That's probably what I would have said.
Okay, back to the Awesomes for this question. Okay. What character or characters come from Hub City? H-U-B, Hub City.
Is that for both of us? Or
that's the Awesomes.
Right.
You two guys.
Hub City. Hub. Oh, God. Do you have a clue, Dan? Do you say character or characters?
There are a number of characters that come from there, yeah.
I reckon it might be. See, we've got to be Doom Patrol or Legion.
I thought Doom Patrol, but then again, I don't. I don't.
Yeah,
know.
Go for that.
Yeah, we'll say Doom Patrol.
No, I'm afraid it's not. Ghost.
Hub City. Can we get a clue? Did they get a clue?
They did get a clue. Yeah, you can have a clue that these are characters. One has been tied up a little bit with the Batman universe and one has appeared in the Justice League.
Ooh. I don't know. Teen Titans?
No, it's Vic Sage's question.
Of course it is.
The Blue Beetle. There you go.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Awesome. Still ahead by one. So two to the Awesomes, one to the Ghosts. We've got three more left in this round.
Perfect.
So the next one to the Ghosts is, which characters in the DC universe come from Nanda Parbat?
It's
not a city, it's merely a place. Nanda Parbat.
Oh, shit. Balls.
No, incorrect. Your balls do not come from that.
Are you sure?
Examination.
My balls have been lying to me. I can't think off the top of my head. I'm going to hit myself when you say it. But
okay, Over to the Awesomes. You might be able to steal this.
So Vince, I know Nanda Parbat's a bit like the Iron Fist kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of fun. But trying to name someone who comes from there.
It's not Ra's al Ghul, is it? Because he comes from...
Yeah, well done. Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah!
And the League of Assassins. Very good.
I didn't even heard of him.
You were going to get a clue, but you didn't need it there. Okay. Oh. Okay, back to the
Awesomes. I feel like more of a man.
Number are available.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesomes. Which character or characters come from Opal City?
Oh.
Opal City.
Oh, Dan, I feel like I know this one. Do you...
I don't really have much of a clue on this.
Oh, Opal City, that is. Oh.
Come on.
Green Arrow.
No.
Damn!
Over to the Ghost.
Opal City.
I'm going to kick myself when I hear this answer, probably.
Yeah, I'm the same with all of these.
Yeah.
Geography was never my strong point.
It's also fictional.
Is it now called Starburst City?
Sorry, man?
Is it now called Starburst City?
No.
Not.
I see what you did then. It actually sounded like a DC city, though, so that really confused me.
Yeah.
That's a good joke.
A famous series by James Robinson in the 90s was set there.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow, I know. I know that.
Shit.
You know it now.
No, I know
no.
it.
No. Okay, guys. Starman.
Yeah,
Black
Starman.
Condor,
yeah.
Phantom Lady.
Yeah.
That's a cracking series, that Starman series. Very good.
I still need to read that. I heard so much good stuff about it.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, really good. And the final one to the Ghosts. Which character or characters comes from Ivy Town? Ivy, Ivy Town.
I feel like this is a red herring.
Ivy Town, fucking hell.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to have to take a punt on somebody like Mr. Miracle.
No. Good good try, but no.
Ooh.
Awesomes.
I got Danny, man.
That's Danny LaRue.
There is a clue available. Nobody's asked for a clue on this.
Yeah,
one yet.
Let's go for a clue.
Shit.
Ivy Town indicates that the character or characters may be residents at universities. In other words, an Ivy University.
Oh.
Oh.
Fuck. I don't know, Vince. You got any ideas at all?
No, I'll just... what? They were university. They were at university. Is that
well, what they might still be there, yeah.
It's got to be sort of...
How many characters have you got left? Come on.
What about the teens? The teens?
It's got to be... oh, God. I'm drawing a blank of... like.
Let's
names.
Go. Fuck it. Teen Titans in.
No.
No.
It's the Atom, so the Ray Palmer bit, the Ryan Choi. So do you remember they were like professors at university?
Yeah,
yeah. You know what I mean? Mm. Okay, good. So we're now on to the bonus round. Now, there's a couple of questions in the bonus round.
Is this still DC?
Still DC. Right. So this is the DC bonus round. So the Awesomes are leading 3-1 over the Ghosts. So the the Awesomes can...
Right,
the Awesomes... Sorry, man?
So don't rub it in.
That comes
early days.
Early if you ask nicely, yeah. The so you can either take this one, Awesomes, or you can punt it across and get the Ghosts to answer it. But if the Ghosts get it wrong, you get a point. So you can decide whether to answer it yourself for 2 points or punt it over to get it answered for 1 point if they get it wrong.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Dan, I feel like we've done 50-50 on the DC, don't we? We either nail it or it's blank. So what do you think? Do you think?
We're 3 ahead, so fuck it. Let's go for a...
You want to go for a punt?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Right, you want to give it a go?
Yeah, we're going to give it a go. Yeah.
Okay. So the question is, when did Kryptonite make its first appearance in Superman lore? Now, you don't necessarily have to get the date or the year correct, but you have to get... the medium that it came from.
That came from a radio show.
Ah, look at you!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Was that Do you know why?
I can explain why. So it was for June of 1943. Would you like to explain, Stuart? Go on.
Yeah, it's that the actor that played Superman on the radio wanted a holiday.
Yeah. So
they brought in Kryptonite, and then they just had somebody grunt and groan as Superman for a couple of weeks.
Exactly right.
The Kryptonite poisoning, so until the actor came back.
Oh, wow.
So the voice actor was a guy called Bud Collier, and he literally needed a vacation, because back then they used to play it live, didn't they, as far as I know.
Yeah.
And so this meteor arrived in the episode, The Meteor from Krypton, and on it had a stone, that thus allowing him to have a holiday. That's where it comes from the radio show. Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Good. Okay, right. So the next question, we have a guest to ask it, but it's also, because it's the bonus round, we get to decide whether or not the ghost, over to you, whether you want to take a chance and do this one, or you would rather pass it over.
I don't think we can crash and burn any more than we are so far.
Can we hear the question first?
No, you cannot.
We'll take the question.
We'll do it.
You take the question, ready? Okay, so we've got a little guest. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Hello, it's Sarah here. Sarah Harris. Ding! Can you answer this question for me? Which artist, solo singer or band, was responsible for the 1991 album Pocket Full of Kryptonite? Should I give you a clue? I could give you a clue. I could sing you the main single. Shall I sing it? No, I'm not going to sing it. It wouldn't even help you, because I really do not sing good. So yeah, Pocket Full of Kryptonite. Who did that? Good luck. Oh, and Happy New Year, guys.
Bless
you. There you go. So did you get that one all right, guys? You can hear that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck with that. Hank seems confident on this one. So.
Yay, I know this one.
Oh. Hey. So I believe, 2 points, can you answer that one?
I believe it's the Spin Doctors.
Very good.
They're back in the game. Dan, shit just got real.
It did indeed.
And to either of you, can you tell me what song that line, Pocket Full of Kryptonite, comes from on the album?
Oh, God. No, yeah, no. I can.
I only know one Spitting Doctor song, so I'm...
It's definitely got Two Princes. It's the first track on the album. Pass.
Okay, it's Jimmy Olsen's Blues.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's where it came from. Yeah, good. So that's the DC round. So I'll give you the scores.
Yeah.
So Ghosts, you've got 3. Awesomers, you've got 5. There you go.
Yay.
Nice. Cue a round of applause sound effect.
Yay.
Okay, so we move on to the RoboCop round. Do you fancy that?
Right.
Some people have been giving it large. They know all about RoboCop.
let's just name them and shame them. Who are they, Kylie?
Me. Right. I've been giving it to Barry.
Right, okay. So we all know that RoboCop, the movies, contain some of the greatest actors living at the moment. Some of the greatest actors of all time, in fact.
Mm.
But where else can you find the stars of RoboCop?
Are you competing on this, or is this...
No, you each get a question. So who would like to go first?
Should we go first, Vince?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 15 years before RoboCop was released, this person starred alongside Burt Reynolds fighting off rednecks. Can you name the actor?
Oh, my...
Shit.
So
that would have been... Oh. RoboCop was released in, late... Was it 85?
It's the guy. It's the guy that plays
Dick Jones.
Yeah.
That's his.
What's his name? Oh God! I didn't realise it was going to be this sort of trivia. Damn it!
I can.
Oh. He's a great actor as well.
Nah. Yeah, I don't know the film.
Okay,
we'll take it.
Pass.
Yeah. Pass it over. Pass it to the ghosts.
Ronnie Cox.
Very good. Point to the ghosts. Can you name the movie that I was talking about there?
Deliverance.
Yeah.
Deliverance, yeah.
That wasn't a bonus point, was it? That was just trivia.
That was just for fun.
Yeah, that's just,
that was just we'll fun.
Take
the point.
Okay. Right, over to the ghosts. This is another character from RoboCop 1. He played a father called Red Foreman in a sitcom that was based decades ago.
Yeah.
Go.
Kurtwood Smith.
Very good.
Oh, I knew that one.
I knew that one.
70 show. 70 show.
Points to the ghosts. It's 5 points each now. Look at this.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Is this the last quit? Last
should we
round,
call it
yeah?
a day now?
Is it that painful? Right. And we've got a question from Thorpey, from Mr. Thorpe, Daryl Thorpe. He's got a question for who would like to take Thorpey's question?
What
should we do it? Is it just one of
okay.
us?
Okay. No, you can which team? So let's go with the Awesomes for the first one.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna play you a clip from Thorpey now.
Thorpey here! Fuck. A man in the black sands. I've been here for a few days now trying to find the fabled Ford wolf buzzard so I can get it ready for the next comic that's coming out in June. But while I'm doing that, I'm obviously working on the fade artwork that you're all waiting for June Lever, so bear with. I just need to get around this fucking edge! Right, okay. I think I found found an edge. So, thanks, Tony, for asking me to read this question out. Bit of a bitch when you're on here. I'm a fucking legend in the middle of nowhere, but here I am. The question is, lads, and listen carefully, what car did RoboCop drive? That's what car did RoboCop drive? Okay, right, well, I need to continue my search because this fucker's elusive. So, anyway, he'll be fine. I just need to make a leap now. So,
You get that, guys? So yeah. What car did RoboCop drive?
I think I know, Vince.
I'm in your
Ford
hands,
Taurus.
Very good.
Oh, what was that again?
The Awesomes. It was a Ford Taurus.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically a Ford Taurus 985.
There you go.
Oh. There you go. Very good.
Yeah. Point to us.
Point yes. to them.
Yep.
Over to the ghosts. What is the standard issue handgun of the Detroit Police Department that we see in the movie? What is the handgun that the police use in this movie?
Can I change the question to what is RoboCop's gun? Because I know that one.
No.
Damn it.
Well, if we're not allowed to change the questions, I mean, that's just not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a clue? I haven't got a blooming clue.
Not that kind of minutiae detail on.
Okay. Pass it over, guys. Do you know?
Pass it over, yeah.
I think I got a no.
You don't know it, Dan?
I think I don't know the model. I think it's a SIG something.
It's Heckler & Koch. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I told you they get more difficult.
Yeah.
Is the next one going to be about the tread on RoboCop's foot?
What kind of pants did Murphy wear when he was shot?
Right, okay. So this, who are we back to now? We're back to the Awesomes, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Peter Weller didn't reprise his role, allegedly, because he was in, was it RoboCop 3, I believe, because he was working on another film project. Can you name the film, who directed it, and where the source material came from?
Oh. Fuck. What? Did it actually come to fruition? He actually
It yeah. did. Yeah, it was made, released to great acclaim.
God, what year would that have been, Dan? That was 90.
I got an idea where it might be.
Oh, okay.
Can I confer with Vince? Yeah. He's not giving the answer. I think it might be Screamers from
Philip. Oh, do you know what? I think that's a good shout. I think that's a good
yeah.
shout.
Yeah. We go for Screamers by Philip K. Dick. Is that the source?
No, I'm afraid not. It was Naked Lunch.
Come on. Oh. We got that written down as well. We generally have.
And hang on, let me write it down quick. Hang on.
Okay, no, we're not offering that one over, and we won't offer the next one. Okay, yeah. So it's Naked Lunch, directed by David Cronenberg and written by William Burroughs. I think he won a load of awards for it, didn't he? Is that
yeah.
sort of thing?
Yeah.
I only saw that once, and that was enough. I never want to see that.
Okay, on to the next one. So this is for the ghosts.
Right.
And we've got a guest to ask this question, if you're ready.
Hello, Dan, Vince, and the indomitable Tony Esmond. This is Jay Gunn, the creator of Surface Tension, here with a question. We all know that Paul Verhoeven is the director of the fantastic RoboCop, but two of his other films also received sequels. Can you name those two films? Keep up the good work, guys. Your passion for comics shows through each and every week of the year. And remember, in 2019, stay out of trouble.
That was a nice one, Jake.
That was good. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. So, he's actually made more than two films that received a sequel, but can you name two out of the three that he's made?
Starship Troopers.
Good.
Basic Instinct.
Yes, get in.
Oh. Was it Hollow Man? Did they do a sequel to that as well?
Hollow Man is the other one. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Nice
right,
one.
Good. Very good, guys. So we're about a third of the way through, but it seems to be going all right. I'm quite pleased.
I am absolutely stunned.
Right. We're on to the next round. The next round is the Comic House round.
Oh.
And we've got a guest.
A roundup of the scores.
Oh, yeah, okay. So the scores are Ghosts, 6. Awesome, 6. 6 each. Oh. Neck
that
and neck.
That was tough.
Yeah, it was a tough one. I knew you'd lot be looking up IMDb, so I tried to keep stuff that wasn't on there.
No, it's good. No, it's good. Yeah. And we do actually hope that everyone listening to this show is playing along as well. Probably thinking, oh god, I can't believe I've asked that. That's what I'm thinking.
Right, you ready for the Comic House round? We've got someone to introduce it. Hang on.
Hello, Pete from Comic House here, wishing you all a happy new year from the Comic House team. We have a quiz question for you. Everyone who is anyone knows that the Comic House app is the Netflix for indie comics, but can you identify the following comics from their descriptions on the Comic House app? Good luck. Over to you, Tony.
How smooth is he?
That is smooth. And also, that's a very interesting question.
So we've got a series of these. So I've written out the description that it might have to take out the name of the comic on occasion that comes from the app. Now, we're all users of the app, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we're going to start. So who would like to go first?
We went first on the last one, didn't we, Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Go first. Okay. So the description that comes from the Comic House app of this comic is as follows. This follows Duke, the world's worst superhero assassin, and his constant battle with his ex-wife and rival assassin, Sharon. Would you like me to read it again?
I don't think it'll help, but...
I'm having a rare moment of extreme confidence.
Really? Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yes.
We're going to pass it.
Yeah, we're going to pass it. That one. Sorry.
Pass it over, okay.
This was actually one of my favourite series of, I think, 2017, and that's Turncoat.
Yes, very good. And just for shits and giggles, who wrote it and who drew it?
That would be Ryan O'Sullivan and Plague Klaus.
Very good, look at that. Okay.
Well, I did say I liked it, so if I didn't know that, that would have been terrible.
But it's hard when you're put on the spot, though.
Yeah.
It's a strange one. Okay, so the next one, this one's going to the Awesomers. When anxiety attacks, it leaves you feeling like you are lost at sea. Sometimes you find the shore, sometimes you don't.
Confirm, do you think that might be Brain Shooters, Vince?
Oh, see.
It's definitely like one of the anxiety themed comics.
Yeah, I was thinking Anxiety Me, but I don't know if that's on.
Go for that.
Very well done, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Very good. Point to the awesomers.
So it was Anxiety Me.
Anxiety Me by written and drawn by Nicole Bates, our pal from the Lakes podcast.
Yeah,
nice. Very good it is too.
Yes.
Okay, three. Now this is questions going to the ghosts. Kelly Arnold and her friends are hanging around a tower block dressed like Grim Reapers. Silence. Fucking hell.
No,
that silence made me clench my bum hole. I bet he never says that in Mastermind, does he? That was so tense. Made me clench bum hole.
All the poor, poor.
So I'll finish.
That was quick for you.
No, it wasn't. Really wasn't.
Okay.
I know this. I can't think of the pissing name.
Shall I stall him?
Yeah, you stall him.
Stall him while he Googles it. No Googles.
I'm going to have to pass it. Sorry, I just can't get the name.
Oh, now,
okay, do you know this one,
V? I know this one, but I'm not 100%. I recommended it on our bloody show as well.
Go for it, because I have no clue.
I know part of the title, but you know when your brain just goes blank on some of it.
Well, you've talked about it too much. Relax.
Tell me part of the title.
This is probably off base. The Tiny Deaths of Watson Tower.
I'm going to give it to you guys. The Little Deaths of Watson Tower. I'm going to give you that. I think that's fair. What do you think, Ghost?
Yeah.
Is that fair? Or
No, I disagree.
Fuck you. So, The Little Deaths of Watson Tower, written by Nick Bryan, art by Rosie Alexander. Yeah, okay.
That's a great book.
Who are we up to now? We're back to the awesomes now, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, here's question number four. 13-year-old Dusty Danson is sick of getting kicked around. After getting advice from a talking pin-up poster, he meets Gene, the space genie.
Sounds
like one of your dreams after too much cheese. Like.
Stay away from Brie before midnight. I don't know this one, Dan.
I don't know. No, okay. Pass it over to the ghost.
Yeah, pass it over.
I don't know. Do you know?
I am God of Foggies. Starts at 10.
Yeah. It's Grow a Pear by Mark Jackson. It's a very good comic. Okay, back to who are we back to now?
Ghosts,
number five. I like I'm keeping track. Okay, so number five, Ghosts. Dark enforcers of a dystopian city for slaves. For one of them, a seemingly everyday investigation will spiral out of control and comprehension. Would you like me to read it again?
Yeah, go on.
So this involves dark enforcers of a dystopian city of slaves. For one of them, a seemingly everyday investigation will spiral out of control and comprehension.
That sounds really good.
That does sound
yeah, it's very good. Yeah, it is very good. Yeah.
But I honestly don't know what it is.
Okay, pass it over.
V, got any idea on that one?
You're going to kick yourself with this one, guys.
What was it again?
So it involves dark enforcers of dystopian city of slaves. For one of them, a seemingly everyday investigation will spiral out of control and comprehension.
No, I don't know.
Massive guess. Shaman Kane. I don't think that's right.
That's not a bad shout, but it's Needlemen.
Mark Simpson. Fuck.
Yeah, it's a good comic. Yeah. Highly recommend. I think I recommended that one, didn't I? It's up there. I think it's like number four in the charts on Comic House. Very good it is. Mm. Okay, back to you, awesomes. So, riding a tidal wave of optimism, your new favourite singer is Prime Minister of Great Britain.
Lizard Man.
Very good.
Boom.
Get in. Boom. For shits and giggles, can anyone name who wrote it and who drew it?
Oh. No.
Steve Horry wrote it and art by Katia Fantini.
Yeah.
Okay, Ghost, you ready?
No. We're crashing and burning on this one.
You realise who they're sponsored by, right?
Yeah. To be honest, Vince says Netflix and comics, and I just zone out.
We were never going to win this round.
No, okay, it's not so... like we run a Comic Con.
That's true.
It's not like you contact these people, invite them to conventions. It's fine. Okay, so here you go. Here's the description you're ready for. Is driven mad by illegal government experiments, and a young agent becomes convinced he is a cyborg super spy from 1970s TV series.
Oh, Alex Automatic.
Yes, get yes. in.
Nice,
good. Written by Fraser Campbell, art by James Corcoran. Yeah? Very
yeah,
good.
Good series.
Point to the ghosts. Good. And the final question this round.
Who's, this, easy for? Making... Who's this for?
This is for you, this is for you, right. Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. It's easy making comics. Comics creators are so fun and easy going. Think again. Here's what really goes on in the life of a comic creator.
Oh, Dan, do you?
Nah. I've fucking not done well in this round at all.
Here's what really goes on. No, because what I was
you'll kick yourself because you know him.
What was that noise?
Oh my god,
made?
What's happening there?
Fuck.
It's not one by Charles Raymond.
Is it? No.
I am going to kick myself hard, but I don't know, so we'll have to pass it over, I think, Dan. It's, do you think?
Artist yeah, Danks. Pass.
Oh, fuck it.
Oh, I was about to say Artist Danks.
Oh, fuck
it. I knew that one.
By who, then? By who?
By Kev. Kev Brett.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Definitely. We're having the point for that one.
You're having a point, babes.
We only got two in that round.
Now, I know that you've been... I think we're doing right. We're running on... We're cooking on gas here, aren't we? We're doing right time-wise, aren't we,
Vince? Yeah.
Good, yeah. So we're about halfway through, and I think it's time for the Urban Dictionary round.
Oh, God, but what are the scores, Tony? What are the scores currently?
The scores are...
Ghosts... They don't matter, Vince. You don't need to know the scores.
Ghosts 8, Awesomers 10.
Yes.
Oh, it's not too bad.
Not too bad, is it? Getting there.
We're moving into Dan's realm now, though.
How dare you, sir?
Right.
Hey, I saw your rider.
This round comes with a bit of a warning.
A health warning.
Yeah. A lot of the Urban Dictionary Corner is sourced by Tony. He's got a knack for finding. brace yourself.
So, apologies for anything that happens in the next 5 minutes.
It's not as bad as you think.
That's my chat.
Okay, ready. This one's going to the ghosts. According to the Urban Dictionary, what is the slang term for the following act? Running your index finger along your arse crack and wiping the residue on the top lip of your intended victim. Now, no, you have four. Oh. There's four options. You can choose your answer. Is it A, a scud? Is it B, a skiff? Is it C, a crud lipstick? Is it D, a dirty doodle? Would you like me to read them again?
Oh, see, I've always known it by the one I said.
Sanchez.
Yeah. Now, is it A, a scud? B, a skiff? C, a crud lipstick? Or D, a dirty doodle?
Dirty Doodle's closest to Dirty Sanchez.
But... Can we phone a friend?
Only if you give me their number, because they're clearly up for it. Yeah,
it's gotta be. I reckon it's one of those.
I reckon it's the first.
I had the four. It's one of those.
Should we go for that one?
Yeah, go for it. I reckon it's Scud.
Okay, let's offer it over to the Awesomers. Do you know, guys?
I don't know, Dan.
No idea.
Is it worth taking a chance?
Yeah, let's just say, what was the third one?
A crud lipstick.
I want to say that one, but I think it might be the doodle, don't you think, Dan?
Yeah, let's go for that. Go for the doodle.
The doodle.
Doodle. No, you're both wrong. It's actually a skiff. That's skiffing someone. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
I love the fact that everyone went, oh, really?
No, that's
really?
Well, it's a Star Wars reference as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe that's what he meant by it.
Right.
Okay. Next question. Let's give this to who heard the first one. It was the Ghost, wasn't it? Yes. So the Automas. What does the acronym SSDGM mean? SSDGM.
Is this a multiple choice, or we just got to know?
No, you just got to know this one.
Oh, Dan, I have no clue. I'm a young innocent man.
It's not a really. These two are not like. There's two of these, and they're not like really outrageous ones.
Okay.
SSDGM.
Is this your standard of outrageous, or
don't judge anything by my standards, my friend.
SSDGM.
SSDGM.
What could those words? Super sexy.
Super sexy. No.
No.
No. Offer it over.
Yeah.
Go on.
I'm just trying to be. So air set. It could be a warship.
Could be. Yeah. Could well be.
Starship.
Something Games Master.
Starship Dungeon Game Master.
Yes, that's our answer. Starship Dungeon Games Master.
Well, you're almost there. It's actually Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered.
Oh, yeah, you're very close.
Yeah.
That's what's on your business card, isn't it, Tony?
Yeah, I think I should do, yeah. So over to the Ghost. They get the first go on this one. R-U-H.
I wonder where it was going when you said
R-U-H.
It doesn't matter, it's written it down wrong.
I wrote that run for some reason.
Let's say you might get this on a text message or something like that if you've got a special friend.
Well, Andy's never texted it to me, so.
Liar.
That's your wife.
He only sends it to his writer.
Was that a clue, that?
No.
Okay, we're gonna have a guess, I think. We're completely.
Yeah.
Do we get like a point for every word we get right?
No, you do, you fuck.
Do you fuck?
Hang on, no, do we fuck?
Oh, yeah. That doesn't work, no.
Yes, I do, at least twice.
Read your
messages.
Hummus.
Hummus?
No. Hummus.
Everyone should read their hummus at least once a day.
Yeah. I'll offer this over to the Automas.
Dan, what do you think? Do you think that RU is definitely RU?
Like, yeah,
no, it's just a shortening of a. It's just a phrase you might see on a text message or something like that.
I reckon it could be Vince is RU horny.
Oh, that's a little insight into Dan Vanguard's fucking life. Because that's right.
Yes.
Oh, dear. I knew I'd catch someone out with that one. I'd catch someone's
I get that sent by colleagues all the time.
The weird thing is, the hospital near me is called the RUH, so I'm never going to look at that the same way again.
So late at night, your phone buzzes and you look at it and just says RUH. You know what you'll do now, don't you?
Yeah.
You know what everyone's going to do. Okay.
So
who's the next one to answer? Who's the next one?
Us.
It's us.
Is this the Awesomers? Mm. Good. Andy is just texting me with RUH. Okay.
Well, are you? Come on.
Always. I'm almost a pensioner. I don't think I can be. Right,
just
okay.
Just check his top lip.
There's little blue pills you can buy, mate.
Dear Awesomers, so according to the Urban Dictionary, to rafe, R-A-F-E. Now, is it one of these four things? So if you're going to rafe, is it the act of running your fingers through your partner's back hair? Is it a word used at the end of a sentence to show agreement? That's well, Rafe. Is it the act of jerking off into a jar of mayonnaise?
Dan,
or
is it?
Four, stating how hot a guy you see who you pass in the street. He's well, Rafe. Would you like me to read them to you again?
Sorry.
Oh, man. I don't think it's number one, Vince. It's I reckon it's gotta be a toss up between two and four.
I mean, whatever whatever it is,
no, I'm unintended.
Going to, do you know what? Whatever it is, I'm still gonna use the word in my daily vocabulary from now on. Oh, that's well Rafe, man.
That's well Rafe. You may not want to.
No. So what were the choices again? Well, we'll have the choices one more time, and then we'll make a concrete decision, Dan.
So choice one, the act of running your fingers through your partner's back hair.
That could be.
Option two, a word used at the end of a sentence to show agreement. That's well Rafe.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Three, the act of jerking off into a jar of mayonnaise. Or four, stating how hot a guy is who you've just passed in the street. He's well Rafe.
So it's, I think, one, three, or four. What do you think, Dan? Go with your instinct.
Yeah. I'll go with four.
Okay.
We're going with four.
And we're going to take a consensus from the ghosts as well on this one, I think, just for a bit of shits and giggles. What do you think it is?
What do you reckon? Which one?
I reckon that one.
I don't know what that is. You've written it in shorthand. Right.
That's R-U-H he's written.
Number two.
I know it's not number three, because number three is raising Hellman's.
That's two.
Number two is
that he's well Wraith.
Well Wraith, yeah.
We're going to guess it too.
Okay, it is in fact number three. The act of jerking off into a jar of mayonnaise.
Oh.
Yeah. We've all done that, haven't we?
Wrong all these years.
I think it's probably time for a check of the scores.
Yep.
So currently the Awesomes are in the lead with 11, and the Ghosts are slightly behind with 8. There you go. It's all to play for. Got a big round coming up now.
Oh.
So, yeah. So you might be able to pull it back, Ghosts.
Yeah, okay.
I like your confidence.
Right, so we're now moving on to the Marvel round. So we'll take it in turns again. And this is all about superhero secret identities. Okay? You need to name the superhero from their secret identities. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Who would like to go first?
I think it. Yeah, the Ghosts can take this.
We'll take this one. Yeah.
Okay. So, Ghosts, who is the superhero whose real name is Scott Summers?
Cyclops.
Very good. Awesomers, who is the superhero whose real name is Hank McCoy?
Beast,
yeah.
Beast, very good. These get harder, by the way, guys. Over to the Ghosts again. Who is the superhero whose real name is James Arthur Madrox?
That was a confident cough by Dan Butcher.
Yeah.
Madrox. James. Stop. It's a superhero, so you can rule out villains. You're more Marvel than I am.
I think you might kick yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to say Wolverine.
No, it is, in fact. Let's offer it over. Let's have an offer over. Let's do it this round.
You know, Vince, guys?
I think I know it, but you want to take it away, Dan?
I'm pretty sure it's the Multiple Man.
Very good. Yeah. Yes, it is. Very good. James, okay.
Good shout with James, though, because I think Wolverine's name is James, isn't it?
Yeah, it was James. Yeah.
Number four to the Awesomers. Which superhero is Samuel Guthrie?
Oh, fuck.
Cannonball.
Very good.
Nice.
Another point. Ghosts, which superhero is the real name Laura Kinney?
Oh, shit.
That sounds like an X-Man from the 90s.
Have you read Uncanny at the moment?
Laura Kinney is... Come on, you're the Marvel guy.
Sure.
I honestly can't. Is it? It's not Squirrel Girl, is it?
No.
Can
we offer it over to the Awesomers?
Do you know Vince?
Oh, no. I don't know this one.
You'll kick yourself with this one, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do we just take a punt, Dan?
Yeah, go for a punt.
Laura Kinney. Who would be a Laura? Oh God.
Just, I would go pass. Fat nose.
I'm just gonna say. Oh God.
Are you doing something to yourself?
Yeah, I am. I am.
Something going on.
I am.
You should have done the Urban Dictionary rank.
Yeah, I'm googling myself silly. No, I'm not. No, not really.
Vince, are you H?
I'm gonna have to ask.
I don't know. I've got a pass. Yeah.
X23.
Oh,
of course.
Okay. Yeah. Awesomers, Elizabeth Braddock.
Well.
It's
well, I mean, there's Psylocke, but is he?
Yeah, it's Psylocke.
Yeah,
there you go.
Did she have a name before that when she was?
Yeah, she's Brian Braddock's sister, isn't she?
Yeah, but was she known as a sort of character name before Psylocke?
Or is she she appeared first. I think it's in Captain Britain Weekly. Yeah. I think she appeared as Elizabeth Braddock first.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah. There you go. A bit of history.
What was her kind of super new hero name before she became Psylocke? She's been looking at pink and purple.
Has she always been Psylocke? Just that
I think
changed
so.
Appearance.
Okay.
I'm not sure. You'll have to check. Yeah. Nobody hate me. I'll have to check on that. So we're going. Well, that's the X-Men section. So we're moving on to the Avengers section now.
Right.
And over to the ghosts for the next one. Matthew J. Hawk. Matthew J. Hawk. These are not your sort of regular Avengers. They don't appear every week, but they have certainly been members of the Avengers during the runs.
So every Marvel character, then, basically.
Getting there. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the name again? Sorry.
Matthew J. Hawk.
Come on, if it was Hawk, it's got to be a pun in there. So it's got to be some kind of flying character.
Quite possibly it's not going to be Falcon, though.
No.
Struggling to think of other flying ones. That aren't X-Men.
Can I give you a clue and say it's not a flying superhero?
Damn it!
Damn it! Well, that leaves about 7. Yeah.
Should we take a punt and go for something a little bit like the ordinary?
Cloak?
Go on then.
Cloak?
No.
No.
Offer it over to the Awesomers.
Do you know it, Dan?
I don't know, Vince, no.
I was going to have a punt at US Agent.
But... No, it's in fact Two Gun Kid.
Yeah.
Who first joined the Avengers in issue 174.
I never
which
would
is a George
that.
Perez. Yeah. Mm. So it's a strange one, that one. Mm. Okay, Awesomers, here's one for you. Greer Nelson. Greer Nelson.
Greer Nelson.
Is there any relation to, like, Foggy Nelson?
No. Good guess, and I've never connected the two, but I don't think so. Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Pass it over to the
over.
Ghost.
Yeah, go pass.
Yeah,
wouldn't even bother.
My teammate is filling me with confidence.
Yep, this is my round.
I honestly don't know.
Okay, it is in fact Tigra who joined in issue 211.
Oh, okay,
from the Thundercats.
Okay.
The cats round. I can be found on this strong point.
Or a danger mouse round.
I've already done you a favour with a RoboCop one.
That's true. Yeah, look at that.
Back to you, Ghost. Who is the superhero whose real name is Eros? Eros.
Shit.
I know
that's
it.
For the ghosts.
Oh God.
I think I know.
Yeah, I know this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know it.
Yeah, I'm having that moment of I know this one, and then when you think
well,
about
there
it,
there was a character called Eros. He's one of the heads from Ragnarok on the big.
He does have a superhero name, which you will know,
Mr. Eros.
No, Madam Eros. No,
Dave. Oh, Madam Eros, female.
And his superhero name is not Dirty Doodle. I made that up late last night, that word.
So you know how you spend your Saturday nights.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm out.
Okay, no, I'll pass it over to the awesomers.
Do you have an idea, Vince?
I think I have an idea. What were you thinking, Dan?
Conferring here. I think it's okay. the Star Fox.
Star Fox.
Well, Star, no, Fox. Star Fox. It is, yes. Star Fox. One to the awesomers. Oh, come on. You've got to pull it back, Ghosts. Come on, guys.
I like how Vince says he knows, but then gets Dan to answer.
Oh, cool.
We're a hive mind, my friend. We're a hive mind. Okay, so awesomers. Well, over to you again.
Yeah.
Who is the superhero whose real name is Dennis Murphy? Dennis Murphy.
And that we're still on the Avengers round, aren't we?
Yeah, you've got a few more, and they're all Avengers. All the ones that left are Avengers.
Dennis Murphy.
Obviously, slightly sort of. They're not the famous sort of 10 Avengers. Yeah. These are,
So they're going to be are we talking like B, C listers?
Yeah. If there was a D list, he'd be on it.
Oh, he'd be a D lister. Ooh.
Yeah.
We're talking sort of West Coast level, aren't we? Take a punt, Dan. Just take it away. Go for it.
D-Man, Demolition Man.
Fucking hell. Good guess. It is Demolition Man. When you look at it, Dennis Murphy, DM, Demolition Man, it actually sort of works. But yeah.
You guys wondered why I asked Dan.
Because he's the one with the open laptop.
I knew his name was Dennis, but I wasn't sure about the surname. I thought it was Dunphy, but obviously, yeah. Okay. Murphy, there you go.
Over to the Ghosts. Which superhero? I'm going to give you a clue on this one because you need to pull it back. He's had a couple of his own solo long-running, or not long-running, he's had a couple of solo series. His real name is Wendell Elvis Vaughn. Wendell Elvis Vaughn.
That rings a bell.
That's a power name. Fucking hell.
Oh, shit. Wendell.
Can I give him a clue? Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cosmic character.
It's not North Star or something like that, is it?
Try it.
It's the only North Star?
No, I'm afraid not, guys. Offer it over to the Autumns.
What was the clue again, sorry?
He's a cosmic character and he's had his own solo series.
No
idea.
Because I thought Nova, but it was Rich Ryder.
Yeah, you're not far off. Quasar.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. God.
Just a couple more left. Over to the awesomers again. Elvin Darrell Halliday. I can give you a clue. He's a sort of later member of the original run of the series.
Elvin Darrell Halliday.
I don't know about that one, V.
The original. Oh.
So he's in the 300s, the issue he appeared in.
I'm guessing it's not another major one. It's more.
Not a major one at all. None of these are now.
It's CD list, isn't it? No, I got a pass. I'm blank.
Pass. Yeah.
Over to the Ghosts.
What was the name again? Sorry.
Elvin Darrell Halliday. I'll give you a little clue. He wore a costume that was sort of less of a costume and more of a sort of jacket and a mask.
Jacket mask guy?
I honestly don't know. Like I say, okay, lower tier Marvel are not my...
Okay, it was Rage, who premiered in issue 329. Yeah. Okay, back to the Ghosts. Aaron Stack.
Oh, God, I feel like I know this one.
You'll know this one, Vince.
Yeah, I feel like I should know this one.
Aaron Stack.
Yeah.
Can we get a clue, please?
He was a member of the West Coast Avengers as of issue 69.
Can we get a better clue, please?
He was not human.
Oh.
Non-human Marvel characters.
Well, I think they're mutants.
Yeah, but...
A bit speciesist.
I apologise to any mutants out there with a xenophobic attitude. I know that name. It sounds like an 80s
you'll know. Character. You'll know this one. You'll kick yourself when I say it.
Right. I'm gonna have to pass. I don't know. Do you know?
Okay, over to not the Autumners.
Dan,
you will know this, Vince.
No, I don't know.
I should know this.
Would you like a clue?
Yeah.
He also used the name X-51. Come on.
Oh. Oh my God.
No.
X-51. Oh God. Oh.
Shall I give it to you?
Yeah.
Machine Man.
Oh
fuck!
I knew you just read that as well, but you just read
obviously. That
Agents of whatever it is. Yeah,
Agents of Hate is such a good series, and that's why I knew the name.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
Last one to the Autumners. Last one of this particular bit of the round is Christopher Powell. Christopher Powell, and this is the little clue: is he's very much a 90s character.
Oh. Dan?
90s Avenger, Christopher Powell.
Also had his own solo series.
Thunderstrike, the Thor one?
No, offer it over to the ghosts.
Sorry, V.
No, right. That was good. I've given up listening now.
He had a crystal as part of his costume, a sort of gemstone, power stone thing.
Yeah, I think I know. Yeah, I think I know what this is.
No, I honestly don't know. Sorry.
No, Ted. No, give up.
Okay, it's Darkhawk.
Darkhawk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Darkhawk. Okay. Yeah. Darkhawk.
Yeah. Okay, so the current scores are: the ghosts are on 9, and the Awesomers are on 17. Oh dear.
Fucking hell.
Oh no. Okay.
I never win at anything.
Sorry, mate?
I never win at anything.
Merry Christmas, mate.
It's not over yet, so I'm not going to...
We're on to the movies.
We're on to our paper account, so.
We're on to the movies here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to pose a question, and I'm going to pose it to both of you, and it won't be the first person to answer it. I'm going to allow you to both to consider your answer and come up with an answer. Okay. So here's the first question. Comic Book Resources recently ran a list of famous people who they allege are comic book fans. Can you spot the one person who wasn't on their list? And I've got 5 famous people. I'm going to read their names out. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
So we've got Megan Fox, Elvis Presley, Courtney Love, Freddie Prinze Jr., or Kate Beckinsale. So which one of those the people I've read out there was not on the list that Comic Book Resources claimed was a list of people who are comic fans? I'll read it out to you again. Megan Fox, Elvis Presley, Courtney Love, Freddie Prinze Jr. and Kate Beckinsale. Who isn't a comic fan or who wasn't on that list?
Now, for me, there's 2 obvious ones that stick out.
Okay.
For me personally, unless other people know differently, Courtney Love and Kate Beckinsale stick out to me.
Why
do you say that?
Because I've heard of the others either being fans of or in some ways interested in the culture surrounding it.
Let's ask the ghost. What are you thinking, ghost? Let's hear what you think. What's your thought process?
See, I was thinking Elvis.
But right. No, I think he's the only one I heard was. Sorry, he's dead now.
what?
don't spoil it for Tony. He still believes.
I'm still dressing up.
So what? You're thinking Courtney Love?
Oh, I think so, because she's usually too stoned to be able to read anything anyway.
Good point.
So are these people that are a comic fan but weren't on the list?
yeah, these are people who aren't, who wasn't on the list that Comic Book Resources published recently.
See, I'd say, Vince, that the Kate Beckinsale, her husband does all the Underworld films as a director. So it could be a chance that she is into that kind of stuff. But maybe Courtney Cox is a bit of an obvious one, so it isn't her.
Courtney Love, not Courtney.
Courtney Cox. Love, sorry, Courtney Love.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
I don't think Freddie Jr. is famous enough to...
I'd put my money on Courtney Love. What do you think, Dan? Should we stick her peg?
What happens if we both get it right? Do we both get a point, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. So what about you guys? What would you...
They're
doing better than us, so what? If we should just copy their
answer. I don't know. Because obviously, we've got to think. Obviously, Tony's put a name in there himself.
Yeah.
Which name would he have come up with?
Yeah, exactly. Everyone knows I'm a big fan of Freddie Prinze Jr.
I've seen his little shrine.
You take it is that what you call it?
Oh, wait, don't call it that. Yeah, it's a medium-sized shrine.
What do you reckon, mate?
Kate Beckinsale seems too obvious.
I'm going to have to ask you guys for an answer.
Yeah,
I think, yeah.
Okay, we're going to follow the better people and go for Courtney Love.
You're both right. Well done, guys.
Hey.
It was Courtney Love. She is the name that I made up because, obviously, I think a lot about her.
What?
Okay.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah. I think a couple of these people claim to be, don't they, just for popularity reasons. I can't imagine Megan Fox can actually read. I was watching a look at the picture.
Well, she was developing Hack Slash into a film.
Years ago. Next question. This is one that I want you all to consider. Which of the following movies does not have a comic as its original source material? So which of the following movies does not have a comic as its original source material?
I feel confident about this, Dan. Do you feel confident about this?
Yeah, quietly confident.
Yeah.
Okay. One, your Hunter from the Future.
I'm not so confident about this anymore, Dan.
Two, The Green Hornet. Three, The Rocketeer. Four, Virus. Or five, Tamara Drew. So which of these following movies does not have a comic as its original source material? I'm going to read them out again. One, Your Hunter from the Future. Two, The Green Hornet. Three, The Rocketeer. Four, Virus. Or five, Tamara Drew.
Now, this is when it first appeared, yes?
Yeah. Yep. So source material.
Source material.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident about it. Are you, Dan?
I think so.
I was going to say, and I could be wrong, I was going to say the Green Hornet.
Green Hornet, it started on radio.
You both got it. Good boys. Yeah, well done. Yeah, exactly. It started on radio. Your Hunter from the Future is an Italian-Turkish film made from an Argentinian comic. The Rocketeer, obviously, is a comic by Dave Stevens, first appearing in Star Slayer 2. Virus was in Dark Horse Presents. And Tamara Drew is a comic by Posey Simmons. Mm. So there you go. Well done, everyone. Everyone's scoring 100% on the movie round so far. It's very good. And we're almost finished. We're almost not the end of this.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so a bonus round is I have a question. In fact, it's two questions that relate to comics in another medium. So doesn't necessarily mean it's movies. It could be something else.
Right.
Now,
should we do one each?
Well, no, because they relate to the same subject matter. So because the Awesomers are in the lead currently, I'm going to ask them, do they want to take it for 4 points or do they want to pass it over? Oh,
are you going to give it?
Or do you want to pass it over?
I think we should be chivalrous.
Yeah, I think it's the season where it's better to give than to receive, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, Ghost, here's your question. Big Finish produced a line of 2000 AD audio CDs. In their CDs, can you tell me who played Johnny Alpha, the Strontium Dog?
I think I know.
I never listened to any of the Big Finish 2000 AD.
I'm hoping it's Nigel Havers.
Yeah, me too.
Can we get a clue?
No, there's no clue on this one because it's a simple. Yeah, I'm gonna leave this one open.
You know,
the second bit of it, I'm gonna give as a clue, but the first one. Big Finish produced a line of 2008 audio CDs. Can you tell me who played Johnny Alpha, a.k.a. Strontium Dog?
Big Finish.
Scooby.
Yeah, I honestly... is it Johnny Vegas?
No. But that was a good shout. That was a good guess.
He was in Dread, wasn't he?
Was he?
Oh, I know he's a big...
Yeah, he was in. He had a character drawn.
Oh, yeah, he's in the prog, isn't he? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, pass that one over, guys.
Do you know, Dan?
No, I don't know.
It's Simon Pegg.
It is Simon Pegg. Good. Yes. Well done.
Ah, nice one.
Oh. Yeah. And the second part of the question, still to you, Ghosts. Can you name the actress who sadly died this year who played the villain opposite Pegg in the CD Down to Earth? Now, she is also famous for playing a baddie on television.
It's not the same actress who plays Cat in EastEnders.
No, if only. If only.
That'd be Tony's dream.
Did you see my follow Friday this week? Was Bonnie Langford. I'll go for one every week.
Villain on TV.
And she sadly died this year.
Was it Jim Whitfield?
No.
Too soon. I honestly don't know.
Okay. Can I pass it over?
I don't know. Do you know, Dan?
No, I don't know. No. B, do you?
No.
Kate Mara hasn't died. It
was Jacqueline Pierce who played Servalan. And in the episode, she played a character called Elizabeth Weisler.
Oh.
We all miss her, don't we? We all miss her.
That's a deep dive in the knowledge.
That is a deep dive. Yeah, that is. Okay, so we're almost through now, guys. We're almost there. So all we got left is you can either go for two. There's two different sets of questions. You can go for first appearances, or you can go for complete the title. Which one would you like to go for?
You ask it. All of us is a
all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, all of you.
I think complete the title would be quite funny.
Yeah, I reckon so.
So that's got my vote.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Right. So I've got some titles from... there's two titles, one for each team, and they come from Bronze Age Comics. Now, the first one... Let's give this to the Ghosts.
Yep.
And the title of it is from Man-Thing, issue 22, and it is... Pop goes the blank. Pop goes the blank. I can give you a clue. It's written by Steve Gerber.
Is that a clue? What year was it? It was a Bond era. So.
October 1975. Pop goes the, and it's from Man Thing, issue 22.
Yeah, I would have thought so. I'm not a big man thing. I was always Swamp Thing.
You're never a big man thing. I disagree, mate. Thing,
especially dipped in mayonnaise.
You're a dirty doodle. Another clue is that it also features Howard the Duck. Howard the Duck makes a cameo in this issue.
Oh, is there a pun on a duck that rhymes with weasel? I've never said anything like that on a podcast before.
I don't think you're going to get this, guys. So pass it over.
Yeah. Go on, Em.
Butt plug.
No, it's Pop Goes the Cosmos.
Ah, well.
Yeah.
That doesn't. Okay.
Sorry, Dan. I jumped in. You probably got that, didn't you?
No.
Okay, so over to the Awesomers. This one is from the Modern Age. So this is from June 1996 from Captain America. 452. Man without a
butt plug. Blank.
No, you can't keep saying butt plug. Can't keep saying that.
No, he said butt plug. That's his answer.
I think it's either country or purpose.
Oh,
country. Well done. Country. Yes, get in.
Good. Oh, come on. Goes the cosmos. He gets a man without a country.
Okay, let me offer you this then, Ghost. Machine Smith appears in this issue. Can you tell me what his real name is?
No.
That's our answer. No.
No.
No. It is, in fact, Samuel Saxon. There you go. Okay, do we want to do the first appearances?
Yeah,
this is quite an easy one. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. We can have a go. Yeah, we're running good on time, aren't we, Lee? So yeah, this is the last bit. So this is in relation to Marvel. So this is a Marvel round. So can you tell me which character made their first appearance in the following issues? Yeah?
Yeah.
Tales of Suspense 39, which came out in March 1963. Tales of Suspense 39, March 1963. And this is going to the Awesomers.
You any idea, V?
It wasn't Spider-Man, was it?
No. No. Offer it over to the ghosts.
Not Doctor Strange, is it?
That's what I would have said. No, it was, in fact, Iron Man. Okay, so this one going to the ghosts. Journey into Mystery 83 from August 1962. Journey into Mystery, issue 83 from August 1962.
Here you go. Doctor Strange again.
These are worth a guess, guys.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Doctor Strange?
No, offer it over to the Awesomes.
Damn.
It was the year 1963?
Yeah, no, 1962, rather, sorry.
1962. And what was the comic, sorry? It was...
Journey into Mystery, 83.
Are you paying attention, Dan?
Yeah, no.
They're winning, they don't need attention.
This isn't an answer, I'm just asking Dan. Do you think it's Thor? Or not?
Yeah, give it a punt.
Because is that your answer?
Yes.
It is Thor. Well done.
Yeah!
Okay, so back to the Awesomers again. No, who's it? It's Ghost now, isn't it?
It's Ghost.
Ghost, okay. Oh, no, wasn't it? You had the first one last time, didn't you? So it's back to the Awesomers. So Tales to Astonish 27 in January 1962. Tales to Astonish 27... January 1962.
This isn't an answer. Dan, is that one Spider-Man?
That could be, you know.
I think that could be Spider-Man. It's Spider-Man.
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh.
What was the comic again?
Tales to Astonish, issue 27 from January 1962.
That's not Hulk, is it?
No. I don't know. Could be, perhaps.
We can't say Doctor Strange every time.
No.
Yeah.
We'll guess the Incredible Hulk.
No, it is Hank Pym. Okay. So, which character or characters, this is the ghosts, made their first appearance in X-Men 4, the original run, X-Men 4 in March 1964? And this is actually two characters, but I'll give it to you if you get one of them.
Are they two characters that are usually associated together? Or
yes, they are.
They're all both in the X-Men, mate.
Ah, cool.
No, they're not necessarily that, but they made their first appearance in that issue.
Do you reckon...
Cloak and Dagger? No, it's too early for Cloak and Dagger, isn't it?
Or do you reckon Scarlet Witch and...
Quicksilver. Ooh, yes, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
Good answer.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good. I'm going to give you 2 points for that because you impressed me and I love you.
it's pity points, isn't it? Be honest.
We'll take them. We're down to the last two questions of the quiz, guys. So, Awesomers.
All right.
Fantastic.
Are we going to say that on the last question, is it like a cliffhanger, that double or nothing type thing?
You haven't fucking seen the question yet, my friend.
Ignore me then.
Okay. The Awesomers. So, Fantastic Four, number 52, from July 1966.
Oh, perhaps.
Someone knows this. Come on.
62. Can you repeat the question?
Fantastic Four, number 52, from July 1966.
This is a single character.
One character.
Can we ask male or female?
You can. It's a male.
Well, that narrowed it down massively.
Yeah.
You
got any idea, V?
It's got to be a villain, hasn't it? It's got to be...
I'm not too great on the four history.
No.
I was thinking, UV.
Is it
Annihilus?
It works, maybe? Either that or Silver Surfer. come later.
Come on, you just read Silver Surfer's first appearance. You I know it's not. No.
Yeah, it's, no, it's not. I'm going to go with you, Dan. Yeah, yeah. Just take that one away.
So we go not, for guys. Pass it over.
Yeah.
Oh, you know this one. You know this one. Come on.
1966.
Fantastic Four, number 52. This is a groundbreaking character. And let's say a very popular character. This year, very popular.
Ooh, yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, Black Panther.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And the final one. Also, another character that's made an appearance in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
This is us, yeah.
This is a ghost, yeah.
Yeah.
What character appeared first in Avengers 112 in June 1973? I'm going to give you a clue in that it's a female character.
You think?
Yeah, I reckon.
Captain Marvel.
Oh, shit.
Let's not forget that Captain Marvel was a man during that period.
That's very true.
Now he's being sexist. It's up to you, but that's my two cents.
Black Widow is our guess.
I'm afraid not, guys. I'll pass it over.
You stupid boy.
Sorry. Sorry, Master.
Female character that's been in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. What was the issue again?
It was the Avengers 112 from June 1973. Now, this character may not necessarily have been in the Avengers movies. It may not have been an Avenger in the Avengers movies. Let's put it that way.
I've got an idea,
Vince.
Yeah, go on. Take it away, Dan.
I'll run it past you. You reckon the Wasp?
No. I was going to say... Pepper Potts, but I don't know.
Got in it? No, I reckon the Wasp was in an earlier issue of Avengers.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Pepper Potts. Do you want to pass it over?
Is it Pepper Potts?
Pepper Potts.
No, I'm afraid not.
No.
Ghosts?
Is it Mantis, do you reckon?
Yes, it is Mantis.
Nice work.
Good guess. Nice work. Yeah. There you go.
Wow.
Talk amongst yourselves while I add up the scores.
Yeah.
Well,
so we lost.
Don't be so down on yourself.
That was tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, only if you go by numerical scores, we lost.
Yeah, exactly.
But at least we took part.
If you were saying yourself for that kind of bullshit. I would love to give you another 5 points for texting me, are you horny, Andy?
Hang on, what if I text you, are you horny?
I used to get more than that.
So the Ghost, 15. Awesomers, 22.
Yeah.
Well done, Awesomers. Win for the first year.
The first year.
Well done, guys.
Wow.
There you go.
Congratulations.
You wait till you come on ours and do a murder if you wrote one.
We couldn't have done
that. That was a hard-fought one, though. Everyone did really well, actually. I was really impressed. Yeah. I purposely made some easy, some quite difficult, and you were getting difficult ones as well, guys. Good.
Yeah.
Very impressed.
But you would have deceived Tony. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why. I mean, we may make this a yearly thing.
I think we should. Yeah.
To finish every year.
You're humiliating us that much.
we've now got the table. Our table for True Believers is now in the toilet.
Shit, we didn't think about that.
Mind you, probably get more business in there, let's face
it. Yeah. Oh. That's where most people go to do their business, isn't it?
We're all sharing the table with Andrew Lee Potts. Yeah.
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed that little bit of fun. I mean, I think as a test, thanks to Andy and Stu for
cheers, dude.
Thanks,
good
guys.
Sports.
It was good fun.
Yeah,
it was good fun writing them. Actually, good fun writing those questions out. Yeah,
proper nice. Good fun.
I wonder how our listeners got on. Let us know.
Yeah,
please write in.
Yeah, Yeah, you have to let us know on the Facebook group, etc., which we'll talk about at the end of the show. But obviously, Stu and Andy have got their hands full as well, because in February, they're doing True Believers.
Yes.
See, that's how it's done, Stu. That's how what a segue works.
Oh, yeah, right, I see.
Thanks. See, you're doing a segue by just bickering with each other, which is kind of how you do yours anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. You should have really awkward segues by talking about somebody who's recently died, cracking all the joke, and segueing back into it.
But
sorry, Vince, you were saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, you ruined my segue then. No, I mean, anyone who's listened to this show and obviously likes going to comic book events know that True Believers is the kickoff for any decent comic year, and it's an amazing show. We've been there for several years, and you've obviously heard Stu and Andy on the show before. So we thought, well, while we've sort of kidnapped them to do this stupid pub quiz we just did, we thought we'd talk a little bit about the event before signing off this week. So guys, how is the planning going?
Yeah,
that was a longer silence than some of your answers just then.
Well, no, I'm just thinking you've had to dress up, getting us back on in the form of a quiz. Because we've become that dull, we've been on so often. How can we jazz their appearance up? No, it's going.
It's going.
It's going, yeah. It's going okay, I think.
Because it's happening in a different sort of venue, isn't it, this time?
It is, yeah. We're in Jury's Inn in Cheltenham instead of the race course, because the race course gave our weekend away.
Hooray. Oh, yeah.
Is it snooker or darts?
Darts, I think. Darts. It was darts.
Yeah, I'm sure it's snooker.
Okay, why ask me?
Whatever it is, I can't believe it's more popular than comics.
Absolutely. This new venue is a lot easier to get to, isn't it? It's literally just off the motorway. And it's got a hotel stuck next to it as well.
Well, no, it's in the hotel.
It's actually in the hotel. It's just got a hotel above it, isn't it?
Next to it.
That's where the action will be happening.
Yeah.
In the car park.
Yeah. Or probably in the toilets.
Yeah, no, it's something different. It's a bit like starting again, sometimes moving to a new venue, so we've got some things we still need to work out as to how we're doing it, but it was a case of either not doing True Believers this year and not completing our 5-year plan, or finding somewhere else and doing a slightly different version of True Believers. But True Believers is very much made up by the community. The venue is secondary. We do the joke of, you know, troops isn't a place, it's a people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's very much what it is. I think we've been really lucky in that there's been an awesome community surrounding it, and the awesome community that surrounded it.
Hey.
We've embraced it. So basically you piggybacked on us.
Yeah, true. Yeah. That's how I get any popularity. I just Well, that's why I know Tony and Dan. I'm just looking off there.
I really enjoyed last show. It was great. Yeah, it was cracking. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah,
it was one of my favourites, I think, wasn't it? The ones we've done.
That was definitely my favourite. It was just such a good vibe on the day. Exhausting, knackering, but it was such a good vibe.
It was also our largest small press presence, which I think sort of really added that community.
Yeah, there was a real sense of us just kind of, I know it was taking like 4 years, but there was a proper establishment there that, you know, it was kind of what we were after from day one, I think.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate. We've had to move venue.
Yeah, we just got there, and now we're going to get
our rhythm.
But you've still got a great bunch of guests and sort of exhibitors, haven't you, this year?
Yeah, again, we've been really lucky. I mean, like I say, we've always sort of seen Troops as a family and a community rather than just another Comic-Con kind of thing. So we like to have people like Mike Collins, Dylan Teague, Jack Barnes Snap back every year. It's always difficult as a business to balance it with always having the same people there and getting new people in, and sort of who you invite back, who you don't invite back, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which makes it a bit tricky, but no, we've always been really lucky with the people that we've managed to get, and yeah, they seem to be popular.
The guests seem to enjoy it, don't they?
They do. Yeah. Plug them with booze.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And sandwiches from the local shop.
Yeah. Healthy
bribes.
Looking forward to all that booze.
all the money this year has gone on Dan's rider.
Yeah. Yeah. It is expensive looking after him.
I know. Mm. I mean, who asked for Robocop 3?
You try buying that on its own.
On VHS.
And he's got some weird taste in porn.
Yeah.
That's not a Google search.
And we all mate.
And
yeah.
One
pretty
thing.
Under the counter.
That is one of the titles you asked for, yeah.
Yeah. one thing I noticed about this year is obviously your exhibitor page had a little bit of a sort of minor viral moment because obviously being a Murder, She Wrote fan, you put up images of Jessica Fletcher for those who hadn't supplied any exhibitor pictures or logos for themselves, which I thought was just the greatest thing ever, as did a lot of exhibitors, because after that, they didn't send their images in because they wanted it as Jessica Fletcher. Is that the case? That's right, isn't it?
We could put Jessica Fletcher back. it basically started because it's really boring when you go on a site and it's just got an image penned in thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tons, you go and look at the who's there and it's just scrolling through and it's just image penned in, image penned in, image penned in. I was just like, this can go one or two ways, but let's try and have a bit of fun with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a toss-up between what pictures we used. I was just like, let's embrace my love of Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
Everyone will copy that now. I bet you someone's thinking about, oh, what can I do now? Yeah. Columbo. You know, it's like that, isn't it? Yeah.
And everyone's everyone's probably taken ownership over that image that you've picked for them as well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like I say, it was just something different and it was... There's been enough series of Murder, She Wrote that you can find plenty of decent pictures.
Yeah.
Perhaps we'll get a Murder, She Wrote cosplay this year.
Oh, that'd be amazing. What? Yes.
Andy, you really?
Tony's been doing that for years.
<That's true>.
I've got to tell you, old Xavier, my left ball, looks a bit like Jessica Fletcher, actually.
Oh.
I knew she looked familiar.
Well, all wrinkly and permed.
Yeah.
Are we talking at the start of the series or by the time it ended?
Oh, Christ, by the end of tonight, she looks like now.
Not there anymore, but one of them was actually a ringer because it wasn't actually Jessica Fletcher, it was her cousin.
Also right, clever. Yeah, she was getting bored in the series by that point, wasn't she? You know what I mean?
That's a weird thing when they did that. And in series 6 they just had bookend episodes and had like pilots for other potential TV shows. Very bizarre.
as you can tell.
So who are your guests? Who have you got coming along? Did you want to rack through who you've got? Talk a little bit about them.
Some reprobates called The Awesome Podcast.
Sexy. Hooray.
Wankers.
Yeah.
And to segue nicely in, we have Comic House.
Yes. Hey. Good. Are they coming? Good.
Netflix
yeah.
For any comics.
Yeah. He's got quite a drive because isn't he down in like Plymouth? Isn't he, Pete? I think he's down that way.
Yeah. I sort of messaged him on the off chance.
He's good. He's a good guy. Really good guy. You like him? Yeah.
There and Comic House is a big name at the moment and a huge supporter of indie comics, so it made sense to be an indie-centric, small press-focused event to try and get comics there. And our idea is to put his table next to yours so that Vince can segue people into the next table.
That's got to be worth charging for. If you can just get Vince to guide people around, there's like a guide around the convention, segueing between tables with them.
Does that mean I get to ride a Segway?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
I've seen you walk. I don't trust you on a Segway.
I want a Segway that plays Duran Duran's Wild Boys as I'm riding around the convention.
Back to Partridge. Back.
I'm pretty sure that is the dream.
Yeah.
We got Dylan Teague back again.
Cool.
Which is more for Andy's annual.
I'm amazed he actually wants to come back after I was perving over him last time.
Oh, you managed to scare off one Etherington brother.
That's true.
Yeah. Constantly showing up your work.
Quit this, you bastard.
So Robin Etherington's coming back, but Lorenzo couldn't face smiling politely through Andy's sketchbook anymore, so...
You two, this is what your podcast is like. Exactly, this is how it goes. Yeah, I was listening to it the other day thinking, they just like to argue.
Andy's had a really good year, so somebody's got to keep him grounded.
Yeah.
I basically don't want him to start charging me money.
It's kind of therapy, isn't it?
It's a very abusive relationship. It's like that Julia Roberts film. What's the one where she's married to Patrick Bergen?
Pretty Woman?
No.
See,
sleeping
with the enemy.
With the enemy.
Mystic Pizza.
Yeah. Basically, if Andy messes up my towels, he gets a beating.
That's a little word.
I'm not touching your towels, yeah. Trust me.
The old sock in the towel and boom.
So we went from a guest list to this.
Yeah. Look, you can hang a towel on it. We've all done that in a hotel room with a lady, haven't we? Let's face it, we've all done that.
No.
Vince, that's how you do a segue, mate.
You animal.
Yeah. The housekeeping maid was quite shocked.
All I wanted was a spare pen.
Back to the guest, though. There's one on here that I think Dan's going to be quite...
Wait,
yeah, you segue back into the guest. Cause
I'm trying to. But I know there's one guest that Dan's obviously going to be pretty excited about, and that's Jeff Senior.
Yeah.
That's going to be fantastic.
Are you going to take your Dragon's Claws book along with you, Dan? God,
yeah, see if we can get it signed.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
When we did the jam poster, somebody saw Death's Head on it and was like, oh, are you going to get somebody from Death's Head like Jeff Senior? And that was one of the things where I was like, you know, leave it with me and I'll see what I can do.
Cool. And
fortunately, he was very nice and said yes.
Amazing.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I don't think I've ever met him, actually. I'm looking forward to meeting him. Yeah,
I can do actually... I want to carry on doing Dragon's Head pitch. Dragon's Claws.
Yeah. I actually got my hands on a copy of that Dragon's Claws sort of omnibus recently.
The trait. Yeah, it's great.
And when I opened it, I suddenly realised, you know, all the memories flood back. You know, when you... I looked at it and I thought, I think I remember this. And then I looked at a couple of pages and all the memories came flooding back of all the times I sort of copied panels and like the costumes and everything from that book. So good. Dragon's Claws.
Yeah, cool. It's really good. Yeah.
That episode you guys did earlier this year about British comics.
And that, with Barry Tomlinson.
Yeah, a lot of the titles you mentioned that, I was like, shit, I remember sitting and reading that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the name's gone from my head now that Vince is collecting up. Oh, what are they called?
Stormforce,
thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I fucking remember Stormforce and I went looking for omnibuses, but
Contact Vince for a bootleg Stormforce.
Yeah. I'm currently building up the collection as we speak, so stay tuned.
See, I've been reading loads of those old annuals, you know, like Tiger and all these sort of things. And the only problem is that none of them are credited. They don't credit the creators, so you've got to go searching the internet to find out who the art is by people. But there's some amazing work in all those comics, you know.
There is amazing
Scream and
sort of
started collecting them together in omnibuses or best of books or...
Well, Hibernia have been doing a bit, haven't they? They've been sort of working on a few things. And 2000 AD have got a few. Yeah, I think they're slowly sort of punting out for people who are our age or my age and older, you know, who can afford these books and have sort of fond memories. I think sometimes the reality isn't quite up to what your memory...
Well, no, it's the same as watching cartoons you loved as a kid, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's like I'd forgotten in Thundercats how many times they turned to the camera to tell you the moral of the thing that just happened. Kind of thing. But I think that's...
We're thinking about adopting that on the pod, actually, to do that at the end of each episode. Have a little moral.
Oh, God.
Lord knows what morals we fucking cover.
We could do immorals, couldn't we?
Yeah, immoral story. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I kind of think that's potentially the way forward for the comic industry is to start embracing the nostalgia factor.
Yeah.
Of going back to the old things. It's like the Transformers part work that's collecting all the G1 stuff. At the moment, that's very much tapped into people's nostalgia, and then they found out that it's all G1 stuff, not just the Marvel UK. But
right, okay. Yeah, I get you. But I mean, 2000 AD base their fan base on, you know, nostalgia, don't they? They're all men of a certain age.
Yeah.
They do, 2000 AD, totally. Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. That's the key, is that they realised what their fan base is, or at least a large demographic of their fan base.
That 2000 AD festival thing they did, that was like their fan base was, you could narrow it right down. It's like, yeah, these are your guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's their strong sort of base that they're selling to, and anything else is a bonus, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think for a while they had a policy of only like rejuvenating sort of people who dropped off the prog. That was their sort of marketing strategy for a while, I think.
Okay.
There's no point getting new readers if we can get people who've got fond memories of it from before and get them back on board. Because obviously they had enough readers in the 70s and 80s to do that, you know?
Well, that's where they went wrong in the 90s, wasn't it? They were trying to chase new readers instead of...
Yeah.
I think that's where wider... sort of gone off topic, but I think that's where wider comics have
starting to go wrong a little bit, isn't it? They're chasing the movie fans, they're chasing the new audiences, and they're ignoring the ones that have been with them for years.
Yeah.
And you're finding them dropping off or just going to collecting trades rather than individual issues.
Yeah, or back issues, or, you know, or you know, classic comics and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to have back issue? You're going to have back issue sellers at True Believers as well, aren't you?
Yes, we've got a few. We always try and make sure we've got back issue sellers there, because for me, that's one of the big things about going to the con. It's meeting creators and artists and that, but it's also Indiana Jones in it, getting my little notebook out and going through looking to fill the gaps in my collections.
Mm. And you want that you can read on the bus home or on the train home, or you can stop at the services on the motorway and have a read of. You know, that's what I always like as well.
You know, yeah, I mean, that was the beauty of the race course, is that there was plenty of space. You'd see people just sitting around reading their comics. Or the summer event, there were kids just led out on the grass reading comics.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
Which was everything we wanted from the event, was kids reading comics, adults reading comics.
Yeah.
Just, you know, people reading comics.
So hopefully you're going to be running some workshops to try and get kids into making comics.
Yes, we're finalising the details or something. We sent out an email and had a few responses, but with Christmas and everything, I've not had a chance to get to them properly. But we're going to have some Learn to Draw classes, which Mike Collins is doing one and Laura Howell's doing one.
Oh, cool.
We've got a couple other people where they're going to show you how to draw a character. I believe Andy's doing one where he's going to show you how to draw robots.
Yeah, me and Aaron have been talking about possibly doing a bit of a Little Hero spin-off one.
When I asked him, he said
no. Great idea.
Yeah.
He's all about Aaron now.
This is a point of contention from your podcast that is carried on to our podcast.
Yeah. It's like a virus.
Work through the comic, the drawing comics for Springworth. Sort of say it's
going
to be.
It'll definitely be related to that, because we're launching the book on that day anyway.
Yeah.
So there will be some relation to that, whether it would be how to draw one of the characters from that. It's something that me and Aaron are going to talk about, actually, because we haven't really spoken much about it. So, yeah, it will be something in relation to that comic, it will be, because, you know, something to do with the launch. Yeah. We'll be pushing the comic as well.
Yeah. So you look forward to seeing it, man.
If you like that, you can get the rest of the comic at table number one, whatever.
Yeah, if you we can do something like, you know, to the parents there, if you actually love your kids, you should buy them this comic. If you hate them, don't buy them it.
Yeah,
I think like just that sort of shameless sort of sales. Yeah.
If you want to stop your kid looking at a fucking TV screen for 10 seconds buying this comic, they'd fucking run down there.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing we want to do with the workshops, is to not just kids, but we want to focus to all ages. So for people who've been doing comics for a while, you'd be teaching them to suck eggs kind of thing, but it's sort of an entry level, basic, half an hour, get you started kind of thing, and sort of set you on the path to writing comics, creating characters, drawing characters. And because, I mean, I sort of learned to draw by copying old comics, so old Superman comics, old Spider-Man comics, that sort of thing. They're as much an art education as they were a tool to learn to read, to learn storytelling, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's just sort
that sounds great.
Giving people those basic tools, and they're included in the ticket price as well. So it's a chance to get half hour off your feet for no extra fee. And it's something they do at Disneyland. They have like these drawing classes where you just get a random character and you sit for 15 minutes or so and learn to draw it. So like you'll learn to draw Mickey Mouse or something. And I think that's good.
I think we're not sorry to interrupt, but from a personal point of view, from going to a convention as a punter, you can only walk around so many times, mate, before you need to sit down and either read a comic or watch a panel or do something. And then that gives you a little bit of energy again after having a coffee or something to go back around the convention and buy something else.
100%.
That's like it's a great technique to keep people there and keep the sort of money flowing and the trade and the conversations going and stuff like that. I think it's definitely needed. If you just got a hall full of tables, you walk around twice and you'll go, won't you?
Yeah, that's it. It needs to be a day's event. Shop if you're going in for that. And the other thing is that there's so many Comic Cons now that it can start to get a bit stale. So you need to start thinking about offering something different that the others don't offer, kind of thing, or offering something similar but putting your own spin on it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's just appealing to those different markets. And they're there. And I mean, they're still an untried entity. So we don't know how many people are going to take part. It's the same with everything. You can have a panel where you get two people sit in it, or you can pack it out, like 100 people turn up for it. There's no,
you can never judge it, man. I really,
no exact science.
I haven't got a clue. It's weird, as it, because of the summer event, the room was almost full for our panels. You know, it's weird, isn't it? But the True Believers one, it wasn't as full. You know, it's I can never figure out when people turn up and when they don't. It's just you can't, it doesn't, it's not dependent on who the guest is or the time of day or anything like that. It's just a, it's
all
a weird sort of algorithm.
You can put on panels that excite you and hope that other people get excited about it. You can't guess what people want from an event kind of thing, because you can assume that people are coming specifically to hear one guest talk kind of thing, and then nobody's interested in them. It's a few cons I've known where they've been like, we've got this big name and just nobody seems interested in them kind of thing. I think it's gone beyond the guests now. I think it's about the vibe.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Sorry, mate. Last year we had Anthony Johnson on a panel, didn't we? He just literally just come off Atomic Blonde.
Yeah.
And you'd think he'd be the hot stuff that people would want to see, but it wasn't that busy. And I just can't figure it out. I think you're right. I think it's like the energy in the room and the sort of, let's all go to a panel, have a sit down and have a, almost have a laugh, you know, and learn something like that, you know.
That's it. And I'd take my hat off to anybody that will still sit and do a panel, even if there's only a couple of people in it.
Yeah.
It'd be very easy to be like, this is a waste of my time, I'm going back to my table.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing. But we've been lucky that everybody has treated it as if the room is full.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. And always do. Yeah, it's always worth doing it. Even, I mean, I think what some of the best panels, the ones where just the creators sort of chat about stuff, you know, they're on the panel. And I think that's what draws people in sometimes. Yeah. So who else have you got guest-wise, dude?
So we've got Jack Lawrence back again, who's still riding high off of the Transformers Lost Light, which I believe they just won an award for that.
Okay. Yeah.
Laura Howell, as previously mentioned. So we finally got
her. She's a Beano artist, isn't she?
Beano, yeah.
Yeah.
Is she the first female?
Yes, first female artist for the Beano.
Okay.
And worked on Viz as well, and DFS and Mad Magazine.
Oh, DFS, nice. Oh, cool. As in the sofa company.
No, DFC, sorry. But yeah, if you need a new sofa, sales are on.
Ask her, yeah.
Mike Collins is back as well. Which,
yep.
Good old Mike.
We love Mike. Mike was the first person to sort of get on board and support the event. So yeah, Mike's welcome for life, whether he wants to come or not. And we've got Nick Brokenshire as well.
Yeah, so looking forward to seeing Nick, actually. I saw Nick at True Believers. He's great company. We've had him on the pod, haven't we? But I don't know, have you guys actually met him face-to-face? I can't remember now.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he's good company. He's funny. Yeah, really, good. Yeah, and he's just finished the Star Wars book, isn't he, as I understand?
Yes, I believe he's working on the IDW ones, isn't he?
That's right.
Star Wars Tales or whatever it's called. Star Wars Adventures.
Yeah. It's a shame he can't get his band to do a gig. I'm dying to see Blues Harvest. I bet they're great live. They just did a gig with the guy who does the Ghostbusters theme, didn't they? Who's the guy who something?
Ray Parker Jr.
Yeah, they just did a gig with him, didn't they? That's fucking great. Yeah.
Buster makes you feel good.
Yeah.
That's a nice preamble for True Believers. Yeah. That'll set him up for what's to come.
Rachel Ball's there.
We've got as well,
So it's one hell of a lineup. And obviously, as always with True Believers, there's amazing indie creators, some of which we've spoken to on this show, and a lot that I like looking through the list and picking out new names and new faces that I want to check out their work and, you know, see what I'm going to pick up at the show and talk to. Because probably a lot of these people will discover True Believers and then I'll end up being a guest.
Yeah,
that's what happened last year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Battle Badgers.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of that before.
Battle Badgers, Gateway City, John Tucker. Yeah. You know, the list goes on. So this year's going to be no different. Well, I say this year, next year. Oh, God, it's that time of year already, isn't it?
And we're last year, I loved last year, especially because it's where we launched the first issue of our comic. And we did the old Let's Go Live digital and Let's Go Live with sales. And we sold a fucking bomb.
Yeah. There. We're going to bookend it by releasing the last issue, issue 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, you'll be able to complete your collection. If you haven't got an issue yet, you can buy all 4 for, no doubt, a bangtastic price, probably.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah. So where can people go online to find out more about the actual event, guys?
If you head to oktruebelievers.com, you can find all the information on there. Tickets are at oktruebelievers.com/tickets. If you buy your tickets before the 11:59 p.m. on New Year's Eve, so depending when this goes out, either today or you missed it.
Today.
You'll get the True Believer lanyard, which this year's got the Stan Lee portrait.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. How good is that? Andy, you're a star, mate. That is fucking lovely. That's
great. It's really
I thought it was,
really
when
nice.
I first saw that and it flashes up on Facebook or Twitter, I thought it was the Sinkovic one. It's that good, dude.
Yeah, bless you. Thank you.
A bang up job on that.
Thank you.
It made sense to honour the original True Believer.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, man. Sorry, that confused Stuart there because we were nice to Andy on a podcast.
That's what it's like, Stuart.
Yeah. Shut up, Andy, you wanker. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, thanks, mate. I'm bored at home now.
Yeah. So if you listen to this on New Year's Eve, go and book your tickets so you can get that sweet lanyard. And if you listen to it later, just get your tickets anyway because it's February. February's a coming.
Yeah, and, not far off now, is it?
Yeah.
For a month.
Yeah. And we'll be we still got to polish off our comic. But
I get Tales 2 together.
We'll be letting you all know where you can get the past issues of the comic in a minute. But before then, do we have any we got a couple of shout outs before we sign off, haven't we, gents?
Yeah, I've got a couple.
Go for it, Tony.
We got contacted by Mike Garley today about 24 panels. It's an anthology to support the PTSD needs of the survivors of the Grenfell Tower tragedy. It's a great little anthology. It's actually put out by Image, and it's got some pals of ours in it. So Dilraj, man, I have to say, Dilraj's story in that book is my standout for the book. I genuinely really, really liked it. He's a great talent, Dilraj. Ram V's in it, Alan Moore's in it, Gavin Mitchell, Rachel Smith, Anthony Johnson, who we just mentioned, Alex DeCampi. You name it, they're in it. It's published by Mixed Comics. It's £10.49 on Comixology. But like I say, it's a great anthology and it goes through a great course. So go and get a copy of that on Comixology, or if you can find a physical copy, please buy one. Also, thanks to Demetrius Zach personally he sent an amazing sort of Secret Santa thing that we did on the Facebook page, which everyone put like 1,000% effort into that, and it was really, really good. Yeah. Thanks to Brandon for organising it this year. He sort of put his head up and said, I'll do it this year. And a cracking job. Everyone was over the moon with their little... somebody even liked the shite that I put on there. So there you go.
I did it last year. I was blown away with everything this year. It was fantastic.
I think we should try and do that more than once a year. Definitely.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? Maybe do a Halloween one or something like that would be a good shout. Yeah, I'd like that. Yeah. And just a little shout out to, I read a comic this week from Alterna. Go and give Alterna some love. I've got to tell you, 69p for a 33-page comic. Exilim, issues 1 and 2, written by Ben Slabeck, art by Salomon Fanias. That's a good name, isn't it? Go and look at Alterna. Peter Sametti, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of recommended him on that Stan Lee episode because I think he does a really good job. And I see him on social media, keeping getting knocked. And it's infuriating because it just seems an effort to take the guy down a peg, and all he's trying to do is sell comics to people.
Yeah, and sell good value, great value to the comics. Yeah. And there's a lot of good stuff on that site. And he is an extremely positive guy. And I think people have got it wrong what has happened. People need to educate themselves about what's happened. Follow the geezer and have a look at the comics on there. Great value. I just sort of mentioned that. But they're my three. You guys?
Well, I just want to put a massive shout out from all of us here to anyone that has listened to us in 2018. Anyone that has sent us a message, recommended something, said some kind words about the show or shared our episodes that we're posting up. We truly appreciate every single one of you that listens, puts up with us. but in all seriousness, we're over the moon with how this year has gone in terms of like books we've discovered, creators we've talked to, and the response that people have got. Every week it seems to be, everyone's responding really well to it, and we truly appreciate it. We take on board all your comments as well, and we bear that in mind for future stuff. So, and we cannot wait to get on with 2019 and see what new stuff lays ahead, because 2018 was one hell of a year.
So, indeed.
As you can tell from our picks of 2018 episode.
I think this year's been the most. I mean, we like to be interactive, and we do reply to everyone and stuff like that. But I think this year's been the most interactive year, which is really nice to see.
Yeah.
What I really like to see is that people are getting collaborations on the go and work going and stuff like that by people they've met through the podcast, which is the best.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
The best thing ever. Yeah, really good.
Yeah. Because one day, all three of us will be nothing but dust, And you should still be making comics.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah. Oh, bring on the sweet release of death. No, what?
Yeah, I'll just be a dirty doodle on the pavement one day.
Oh, dear. But your moustache would be marvellous.
Yeah, it's looking good.
So, you know, from all of us here, thank you very much, and we love you all. And we hope you've enjoyed this week's show. It's been a little bit different, a little bit funny. It's certainly tested our brain cells to the point where I am shattered. I don't know about you, Dan. Are you knackered?
Yeah, it's tough, man.
I know, it's tough.
I've been popping Pfeffernusen all throughout the show, and even then I'm flagging.
Right, ding! He finally said it.
He finally said it. For those audience members that are thinking, a what is he having a moment? What exactly have you been popping, Dan?
It's a soft gingerbread snack from Germany.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you can only eat one if you've got a man bun.
Yeah.
I've got to do mine in private because I'd get.
You've got to do it in your private
because I've not got a man bun. Oh.
So you basically eat your, what is it,
Pfeffernusen.
I can never ever attempt that word. And
try and Google it.
I'm not googling Pfeffernusen or whatever that was.
I couldn't fucking spell it.
Sounds like something from Willy Wonka. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and we want to know how you did on the quiz as well. Far better than us, obviously.
Yeah.
So there's several different ways that you can get in touch and tell us how well you did, or how shockingly bad we did. I'm sure a lot of you out there were screaming at your iPods while you were listening. But you can email us awesomecomicspod@gmail.com. Likewise, if we got any answers wrong, or if you just want to tell us how stupid we are, you can email
us.
Here
we are.
Here we go. Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter.
You mean just stupid. We already know how stupid we are. We don't need people telling us.
Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter @TheAwesomePod, where we'll be announcing what will be coming up over the next few weeks, the first few weeks of 2019. If you do the Book of Faces, go to facebook.com/AwesomeComicsPodcast. And that wonderful group that had the Secret Santa sketch competition, that we talked about earlier, not to mention loads of talk about making comics and comic events. And without any hard selling, this is just people who love the medium that want to talk about it more.
Yep.
Then go to Awesome Comics Talk, the group on Facebook. That's the place that you definitely want to go. Thank you for listening to us, whether it was on the website, awesomecomics.podbean.com. If you listen to us on iTunes, subscribe. That's a thing that people do, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Yeah.
It helps make us more popular, feel better about ourselves, and it feeds Dan's ego. You got to stoke that. You got to stoke that.
Like looking at the comments on Podbean.
Ah.
Oh, are there comments on there?
Yeah.
If you got the app, there's comments.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I'll have a look.
One of them's by Dan Butcher, which made me laugh. That's the kind of show we are. And if you listen to us on,
we're loving ourselves.
Always. Who needs Pfefferhusen or whatever it's called? If you listen to
I'm going to bring you a bag of Pfefferhusen.
Don't you wave your Pfefferhusen in my face.
Yeah, bring it, True Believers. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. I want to hear you say it, Tony.
I'm not fucking saying it.
And then we know our band name. Thank you for listening to us on Spotify or any of the networks like Stitcher, Podnose, Podknife. What other networks are we on, Tony?
Pod Toffee Hammer. Sometimes it needs waking up. Do you know what I mean?
Give it a crack over the head.
Don't. You're going to kill me. Yes, thank you for listeners, wherever you listen to us. Where can people find us online, etc., Tony?
Neveronanything.blogspot.co.uk. Some salty articles have gone up this week. So have a look.
Do you like salt and vinegar on your chips? Yes, please. Plenty of it. Go to that blog.
He's gone partridge again. He's gone there.
I've gone mad.
I love it.
I've got complete, I'm finally gone.
Dan, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter @VanguardComic, and you can read Vanguard at VanguardComic.com.
Very impressive.
That's pretty quick.
Ooh, he obviously needs more Pfefferhusen.
Is that the same as the Dirty Doodle? Because I know.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Oh dear, you can find me on Twitter at Jester Diablo. You can find out more about my comic at theredmaskfrommars.com. And Stuart and Andy, thank you very much for joining us this week. Where can people find you, your work, etc.? Where can people find you?
I will let Andy go first.
Oh, thank you. I am on, I can remember these, on Twitter I am The Real Zoot.
Real Zoot.
You're
at Zootbot on Twitter.
I'm at Zootbot on Twitter. On Facebook, I am The Real Zoot. Is that correct? Yep.
And I am Zoot on Instagram. I_am_Zoot.
That's it. That one there. Yep.
I'm like his carer.
You do. The worst thing is, you've done like 1,000 episodes of the podcast, and you do this every time.
My memory is terrible. It really is.
And you can find me online at OK True Believers on Facebook, Twitter. The True Believers mailer goes out every week. It's tinyletter.com/troobs if you want to subscribe. I have a, let's call it a drawing page, which is Stuart Thinks He Can Draw on Facebook and Instagram, where you can go and point and laugh.
No, there's great stuff on there, dude.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, we'll slag you off when we hang up.
Yeah, that's absolutely
fun. And as for you lovely people out there, thank you very much for listening. And hope you have fun. And from Dan, Tony, Stuart, Andy and myself, have a great week. Have a brilliant new year. See you in 2019. Unless this is 2000. I'm not doing that.
I don't know what's going on.
My brain's turned to... What has it turned to, Dan?
Mush.
I thought you were going to say Pfefferhusen.
No, sorry.
Don't make him make you say things.
Not going to be that guy. Pfefferhusen on command.
Yay! Anyway, as always, you should all stay awesome. See ya.
See ya.
Pfefferhusen.
See ya. Cheers, guys.
Then we're off to the races. It's in Tony's hands, so God help us.
Put it in my hands and I'll move them up and down a tiny bit.
look, you're the host, Tony. You've got to be a game show host, so you need to be professional this time around.
I'm used to just saying fucking stupid shit.
I know, but you can't. You can't this week, can you?
Don't think you've got something over me.
I've always got something over you, but you're never aware of it because you're always asleep. Right, okay, let's talk some bollocks.
Yeah.
Right. don't make me laugh. Is this going to be the week where it's just ridiculous noises?
On the lonely hill with Vincent.
Shut up.
I felt a bit bad. Honestly, I was going to mess you, Tony. You're right, mate.
You're right.
It's a bit suicidal. I'll tell you what, Tony. The only reason you get away with like walking off on your own is because you've got a picture of Stan in the fucking images. So don't you... You go for walks all the time. Don't have a go at me. I get out of my house once.
Tony's beard is Stan going for the walk.
Yeah, so when I go dogging... It was either that, you're right, Vince, or it's going to be, that's a funny place to go dogging on a hill. Everyone will be able to see you. I was going to do that. And I thought, no, but if you're depressed...
That might not go down well.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Sensitive heckler.
I'm depressed now. Right, okay.
Talking.